Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Hi guys. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about some numbers. We're going to talk about some very striking health-related stats coming from New Zealand. So if you're one of those people that likes numbers and you seem to naturally make sense of it, this is a podcast for you. But even if you don't like numbers, I will make it very digestible, easy to understand. So I'm sure you'll learn some very interesting things today as well. Now, what we're going to talk about is the life expectancy. Okay, so we know, you probably have heard that pretty much every generation lives a little bit longer, or can on average can expect to live a bit longer than the one before. So gradually over time, people live longer and longer and longer. And in fact, so the latest stats is that, so the scientists pretty much expect people who are born after the age of, after the year 2000, they expect these people to live on average to about 100 years. So 100 years is going to be like a pretty much a new norm. It's not going to be a, you know, it's not going to cause any surprise. It's just going to be a new normal for people to live over, you know, 100 years plus, okay? Now, currently, if we look at the stats, so New Zealand currently has a life expectancy of 82.2 years as of right now, okay? So women generally can expect to live a bit longer, men a bit shorter, but on average, for both genders, and, you know, we're looking at 82.2 years, okay? Now, we're actually doing pretty well, reasonably well. So in the US, it's 76. In Aussie, it's 83.3. In Japan, it's 84.45. And the country with the longest life expectancy on the planet is, it's a small city-state, Monaco, in Europe. And their life expectancy there currently stands at 87. So as I mentioned, we do expect that over the next, well, let's say 50 years, this is going to increase to roughly about 100. Okay, just a few other countries to know that have a, you know, at the top of the list for life expectancy. So in Asia, we got Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea. In Europe, you've got also Switzerland and Italy are kind of right at the top of the list as well. Now, there are various factors. Genetic as well as lifestyle. So usually it's a bit of a mix. So there's a bit of a mixture of factors that are responsible for people living longer. So those are the good news. Now the bad news. Okay. So currently, so this is stats from New Zealand. Okay. So 49% of adults over the age of 65 carry at least one physical disability. So pretty much roughly half of people over 65 are officially physically disabled. So half, right? So just think about it. There's a lot, right? Now, compared to only 7% under the age of 45, okay? So what is it? Seven times your chances of carrying one disability, one or more, increases sevenfold from going under 45 to over 65, okay? Now, another interesting number to think about. So we expected to live to 82, okay, or more. Okay, so with every passing decade, the number is going to increase. So we can expect to live to at least 82. However, half of people over 65 are officially disabled. So what it means is that the last 20 years of your life, you spend, well, you're not having the quality of life that you want. Let's put it mildly that way, okay? And I guess a natural question would be, how do we help the situation? How do you make sure that you minimize your risk of disability and that you actually you make the best of your last couple of decades of life? Because you worked hard, you deserve to enjoy it, but how do you make sure that your body plays along? Okay, so let's look at some other stats. So what is the main reason that people become disabled? Because most of these disabilities are physical disabilities, okay? So we know that there's a process of sarcopenia, okay? So it means that You're losing muscle mass every year as you get older. So particularly after the age of 30, you tend to lose between 3 to 8% of muscle mass every decade. Now, that number, that muscle loss number is increased after the age of 60. So that's quite staggering. Okay, so you if you do nothing, you lose quite a significant proportion of your muscles every decade of your life after the age of 30. Now, on top of that, you've also got bone density. So, and unfortunately, women, particularly women who go through menopause, they are particularly prone to having their bone density affected. Okay, so you know, both men and women are susceptible to it, but women are particularly so. So they quite often they develop what's called osteoporosis or osteopenia, which means your bones are becoming fragile. Which means that if you have even a minor accident, you're more likely to break your bones. And some of the, you know, like say, for example, hip fractures are quite, can be very debilitating and can have very long-term impact on your quality of life. So those are the reasons that a lot of people over 65 carry a disability. Now, on a flip side, on the good side, So let's say if you lost a lot of muscle, let's say if you are maybe in your 50s or your 60s or beyond, if you have lost already a lot of muscle mass, can you do anything about it? And there's a lot of research that says absolutely you can. Yes, there's overwhelming amount of research that says even if you are, you know, a bit older, even in your 70s and your 80s, like you can, if you do the right type of training, you certainly can improve your muscle strength, improve your muscle mass, and to a certain degree, you may even be able to improve the density of your bones as well. So there's one study that was done a few years ago in the USA. They basically put 100 people between the ages of 72 to 98. They put them through a 3 times per week, 10-week-long strengthening program, okay? And they measured their strength before and after. And what they found is that after this 10-week strengthening program, their muscle mass increased, or sorry, muscle strength increased a whopping 113%. Just think about it. So their muscle strength more than doubled in just 10 weeks. Okay. So if you're one of those people that say, oh, no, it's a bit too late for me. I've missed my train. I can't, you know, it's too late for me to start exercising. Here is some data to tell you that yes, you can. You can reverse the muscle weakening process. Okay. There's actually another study that showed that by doing a bit of strength and aerobic or cardio training, you know, people, and again, it's been done on older individuals. So they've seen an improvement in cognition. Okay. So your mental capacity, visual memory, verbal memory, overall function, walking endurance, leg muscle strength, and balance. So again, exercise and strength training cannot be underestimated. And if you're not doing it, you should be doing it. Okay. Obviously, talk to your doctor, talk to your medical professional, make sure it's safe, make sure that, you know, they're happy with it. But, you know, exercise is so important on so many different levels that, you know, if you're not doing exercise, if you're not participating in exercise right now, you almost certainly should be. Okay, that's pretty much it. And if you want to avoid being incapacitated, stuck in your wheelchair or in the bed for the last 10 or 20 years of your life, then exercise is the way to go. I cannot overemphasize the importance of exercise, particularly for those people who are getting older. All right, so hopefully that has helped you, and I will speak to you on the next podcast. All the best for now.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.